You may be seated. Kids, come on down for Kids Corner. Amanda Campbell's going to share time with you this morning.
Morning. How is everybody this morning? Let's see what I have here today. What is this? What is it? A beach ball, right? And what are these? Flip-flops. What might I be talking about today with a beach ball and flip-flops? Summer. Right? Is everybody glad to be out of school for the summer?
Yeah.
I think your teachers are. Trust me, we are. What is everybody going to do this summer? Is anybody going on vacation? Going to go somewhere? Maybe a beach? We have a beach here in Warsaw, are you? Good. We have a beach here in Warsaw, don't we? Well, sometimes, when it's not covered with water. Right? Shawnee Bend? When I was growing up, my sisters and my brother and I, we would go to the beach often. And we would build sandcastles. Has anybody ever built a sandcastle before? Yeah? Well, it's a lot of fun to do. We would build a sandcastle, and we'd have a contest, and we'd stop and look and judge whose sandcastle was the best, and I always won. So, don't ask my sisters, but I always won. But we would stop and admire what we had done. It reminds me of the creation story. In the Bible, God took 6 days to create a perfect world. At the end of the sixth day, he looked around and all that he had made, and it said it was very good. God put man in charge of the world, and he made and gave man power over all the creatures in the sea, air, and land. God created all the food we would need. He made the rivers with fresh water to drink. He gave us clean air and water, plenty to eat, and a family. God thought of everything that was needed for us in our perfect world. And now this summer, we're going to go out and enjoy our perfect world, right? A lot happened, though, since God created the world. And man didn't do a very good job in taking care of it. And it got so bad that after a while, God created a flood and decided the world needed an extreme makeover. God gave us the rainbow as his promise that the world he would not destroy the world by water again. But it was really not the perfect world that needed a makeover. It was our imperfect hearts. So we needed to learn how to love God and how to love each other. So he sent his perfect son into the world to help us. And all who believe in the Lord Jesus will get an extreme makeover too. It's a makeover of the heart. Changes you from the inside so that you can love God and people. So let's take care of everything that God has made for us in this perfect world, and let's take care of each other too. Let's remember that this summer. Want to pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the beauty of a perfect world. Create in us clean hearts that we may care for it and the people who share it. Amen. I want everybody to have a fun summer, and I have everybody, I want to take lifesavers for you guys to have a fun and safe summer and remind you how Jesus is the Savior of our life. Okay? So.